Yo tengo el contador actualmente en un punto que no tiene acceso.
At the moment, my electric counter is located somewhere inaccessible. I've implemented it where they asked. It was somewhere accessible in my house. Everybody could see it before. But they objected me. They were planning to get rid of the cost of coming to my house and reading the electric counter. In order to reduce their cost, they asked me to read the electric counter and tell me via the telephone. It was their duty, not mine. I accepted to change it, but at least I needed them to tell me when and how.
Lógicamente, como ellos tienen la sartén por el mango, han intentado que mensualmente adoquinado, solería, hormigón, todo eso para meter un tubo.
Practically, their suggestion was impossible. I should implement a cable in the garden, which is 75 meters, which means I should destroy all I had constructed there, the blocks, the concrete. I should do all that so that they can implement a pipe, while there's an accessible place within 5 or 6 meters. I was supposed to pay all these costs. It's been 6 years that I complained against Aldesa during the last few months. I was told to change the location of the electric counter, where I suggested, but according to the law, I had to call for an electrician to confirm that the installations observe the rules. The problems are not set yet. It's been months that I've been waiting to have my electric counter changed. I called the consumer handling section, but the person who picked up the phone could answer only some specific questions. He couldn't answer my technical questions.
Bueno.
Yes, I did all the instructions. I prepared the new location. The agent who should change the counter came 2 times, but he couldn't reach the grid. He said you can't change the counter unless you reach the grid.
Mientras no conecten a la red, él no puede cambiar el contador.
Today, perhaps because I called them in the afternoon, they answered so soon, but usually they answer so late in the mornings. 15 minutes have passed.
Vamos por 15 minutos. No sé.
Político, ya le estoy ingresando la petición.
Anthony did all he could, but it seems they played cat and mouse with him.
Pero es que en realidad llevo...
It's been 6 years that I have this problem. I don't know if they're following my case or they forgot me again. It's a hard job because the laws are in favor of these companies. Besides, the organizations that should apparently supervise them are not doing their job or are busy with other affairs. So these companies do what they like.
Consienten de que estas empresas actúen como le da la gana.
Este señor, este consumidor,
the consumer has a legal right to complain against the electricity company if it doesn't accept the responsibility of changing the counter location to be accessible. It's not the consumer's problem, because if the counter is located somewhere inaccessible, it's not the consumer's fault. So he must not pay the heavy bills because the company's agent can't reach the counter.
In estofalooz.com, we can find ways to protect ourselves against the usual swindles of electricity companies in Spain. The establisher of this site is Anthony Mulro Alfaro, a former employee of Endesa who is now devoting his life to fight the big energy companies.
¿Quién controla a la compañía eléctrica que ha cometido el fraude?
Who controls accountability if an electricity company violates the rules? Does a politician who has suggested the violation control it? Wait a moment. A digital counter for electricity costs the company 15 to 18 euros. There are consumers who pay about 500 euros for a periodic verification and they can't find one. There are counters that have been working for 50 years and no one has ever checked them. When a counter is not checked for a long time, it becomes unreliable because the more time it works without being checked, it will show more consumption. The Spanish pay about 11 billion euros for counter control, and every day about 600,000 euros are added to this sum. This large amount of money is paid for nothing. because the periodic verification is never done. From 2007 onward, all new counters changed to digital. But is the digital counter reliable? I don't think so. There is a lady from Jerez City who told me that they had changed the counter for her house and installed a digital one. The former bill was about 50 to 60 euros, but the new ones became 2,200 euros. I have the bills. A counter was tested in a government lab in Cadiz, Andalusia, and it turned up that its error rate is 488%. There is a small program installed inside these digital counters that manipulates them. This program is controlled from the station itself. They give it a special code, which multiplies the registered digit by 20, 30 or even 40%. The number which a consumer sees on the counter screen is not the amount of his or her consumption, but the multiplied number according to the code given to it by the control center. My experience tells me that among 1,000 counters, only 1 out of 1,000 is being checked. What should be done? You should first go to the autonomous community and complete an application. The autonomous community, after receiving your application, confers to the builder factory. The builder factory knows that the counter is being manipulated from the control center. So they delete the cheating program from the control center and the counter will then work properly. They test the counter in an official lab and it will show that it has no problem. The company will then install the counter for you and they install the fraudulent program in it again. It is impossible to sleeve it out. The consumer is completely deceived and unprotected. Take it from me. I have been dealing with these issues for 20 years and I come across gross inefficiencies and laziness within corporations and government departments every day.
Con la incompetencia, la indolencia y la corrupción de la administración pública.
At the moment, the consumer is completely defenseless. Because in this economic crisis, a swindle may harm our economy more than it could do 5 years ago. The budget reduction of governmental organizations came out with low control on the market. So the swindle increased and this made many companies make more progress, cheat more, and that demands more protection for the consumer. He must be able to defend himself by the big institutions of consumer protection.
When we examine the big cell companies' offers, we'll come across an interesting one. At first look, the older of the latest mobiles seems so cheap, but sometimes these mobiles are more expensive than those sold in stores.
iPhone te costarían 29 euros.
¿Más 29 euros?
Un pago inicial de 29 euros.
Vale, o sea que sí que me costaría un poquito más. Pero bueno. Por lo tanto, el teléfono, el precio final es de 600. 626. Sí, sí es caro, sí. Plazos del iPhone serían
552,
¿vale? 552.
But when we ask how we can call off the purchase or what happens then,
esto tiene una penalización de 480.
480 euros de penalización.
El iPhone,
¿vale?
Y de 150 euros. Esto es en el momento que se contrata.
¿Vale?
Esto va cayendo en el tiempo.
La penalización, 190 euros dentro del primer año. Y a partir del primer año ya no hay, ¿verdad?
Que después te puede cambiar, ¿eh? Que a lo mejor al año, Orange decide de que cambia esta penalización.
O sea, ahora mismo me dan un precio para 2 años, pero la penalización que ahora se estima puede cambiar y a lo mejor en un año puede ser el doble o lo que quieran. Para darme de baja en Vodafone, ¿qué tengo que hacer si algún día quisiera?
Tienes que notificarlo telefónicamente,
¿sí?
Por atención al cliente,
¿sí?
Y luego enviarles un fax.
Un fax.
Solicitándolo por escrito.
No puede ser por teléfono solamente, porque por ejemplo, o aquí en la tienda tampoco podría. Porque, por ejemplo, para darme de alta es más fácil. Para darme de alta es por teléfono o aquí con ustedes y ya está. Sí, sí, sí. Pero para darme de baja hace falta el fax.
Para la baja tienes que llamar por teléfono.
¿Solamente? ¿Ya está?
Tienes que llamar, ellos te dirán los requisitos que le hacen falta, te ¿vale? mandar un fax y esas cositas.
Depende del canal donde se haga esto en alta, el procedimiento cambia. Ajá. Si se hace alta por la web, te contratan por la web, te bajas por la web. si usted contrata algo por 2004, le damos 3004. Pero si ha contratado algo en tienda, es por tarjeta.
¿Pero cuánto puede tardar la baja si yo quisiera cursarla?
Hombre, te digo que es que desde este departamento, desde tienda, como no la llevamos, no te puedo decir exactamente. Lo que sí te puedo decir que el mes, a lo mejor...
Venga, muy amable. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego, buenos días.
Muchísimas gracias.
Bueno, pues nada.
Un placer.